1332 4BU. It's the Big Brekkie with Daniel. We do it thanks to Rose Consulting and Financial Services, Boston, and more than a feeling. Well, joining me on the program is the Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Mark Bailey. Minister, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. We were just talking a few moments ago in relation to these new cameras, 12 months old, more than 170,000 people caught doing the wrong thing. Now, I was just thinking, you know, the MCG holds 100,000 people, so it's, what, almost two times the MCG at full capacity?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, that's a very good analogy of how many people out there are driving dangerously. And, you know, I think the thing people have to get through their heads is that with these new cameras, this is like the equivalent of random breath testing. If you don't have a seatbelt or you're looking at your mobile phone illegally, you will certainly get caught. We've got these cameras all over the state and they move around regularly.
Yep.
So, you know, the idea is that anywhere, anytime, you can be caught and it's hard to spot them. They're obvious, but if you're just looking at your phone, you won't see the cameras. So, you know, we've got to get this message through to people that road safety is your own responsibility every time you drive. And sadly, you know, wide bay Burnett, we've seen more than 1,500 people caught for using their mobile phone and instead of looking at the road. Mm. And incredibly, we've got 371 people not wearing a seatbelt when they drive, and 89 people in the passenger seat. So, you know, if you have a crash and there's no seatbelt, then, you know, the damage to you will be absolutely catastrophic. And people have to understand that.
Now, without giving away ages or any demographics, is it a younger generation or is it a mixture of anyone who's just decided, you know, I might just have a quick look at my phone because I got a text message? Without giving too much away?
Yeah, look, sadly, I think we're seeing it right across the board. That there's a lot of people out there who, you know, think they're immune from the laws of physics and, you know, that they don't take it seriously. And, you know, the fact is seatbelts have saved thousands and thousands of lives since they came in 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows they should wear one, and they also need to wear it correctly. I think this is a really important thing. Some people just think they can slap it over their arm. Well, you know, if someone runs into you and you've only got it over one arm, the chances are it's actually going to cause you damage because they're designed to restrain you. So really important that everybody puts that phone away. Make sure that they're buckled up and their passengers, because if the passenger hasn't got a seatbelt, they're equally in danger and you'll lose your points for them and a fine as well. You know, we've got to get this right, and the chances of getting caught are absolutely 100%, that's for sure.
Now, you mentioned there the fact that, you know, it's the equivalent to drink driving, and I think it was like a statistic I read yesterday, 0.07 or something like that. But a lot of people will take their eye off the road to check their mobile phone, and it only takes that millisecond where all of a sudden you have a look at that phone or you're distracted by whatever it may be, and then bang, you're into the back of somebody else's car or hit someone on an e-scooter, whatever it may be. You're involved in an accident. And it just
That's
goes
right.
to show that how quickly that can actually happen, because we are talking milliseconds, aren't we?
Well, look, we are. And that means, you know, 30, 40 metres of stopping time. And, you know, your analogy was right there. There's been research and it shows that looking at your mobile phone instead of driving, in your hand is equivalent to being drunk to the point of 0.07, 0.1, because your action times are so slow if something happens. And we all know something's going to happen at some point when we drive, right? There's always going to be someone doing something silly, someone doing unpredictable, a kid running out.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be the person who caused a tragedy or hurt someone in your car. That's something you've got to live with for the rest of your life.
Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Mark Bailey, joins me this morning. Now, Minister, when it comes to fines and for the mobile phone, not doing the right thing or incorrectly wearing the seatbelt, just how much is it when it comes to that fine in the mail?
Yeah, look, it's designed to hurt. It's more than $1,000. It was $1,000 we brought in a couple of years ago. It's now $1,078. So it's designed to send a very clear message because, you know, we did a lot of education. We did a lot of talking about it. Really changed very little behaviour out there. So we've had to crack down and get tough on people. Mm-hmm. And look, I think we're at this point where most people want other people to put the phone away. You know, we've all been nearly sideswiped by somebody.
Yep.
We've all been sitting at that green light while someone's just stationary in front of us. You know, everyone's got to start thinking about other people and their safety on the roads, not just themselves, because we're part of a community. And I think when we see the level of compliance now around drink driving, you know, 98% of people do the right thing, whereas maybe 30 years ago that would have been a lot less. I think we'll see the same thing with mobile phone use. I think people are going to realise that over the next 12 months that you've just got to put away, otherwise it's going to be painful on the wallet, and it's going to be painful on the demerit points as well.
Now, Minister, just a couple of other quick questions while I've got you. Licence fees and learner's fees, that's been talked about. What's going on there?
Yeah, look, the department's looking at licence fees across the board. It's been a while since we've had a deep dive there, and so we'll be looking at not just learners, but others as well. Cost of living is a big issue out there at the moment. We've had record inflation, worst inflation in a generation, left by Scott Morrison and the Coalition, and that's having a big impact on people, being able to meet their bills and deal with the cost of living from week to week. So we're having a look at that to see what we can do to help people.
And just finally, Minister, the death toll on our roads, it's higher than what it was this time last year. I guess with Christmas just around the corner, people will be travelling. We know that. Put the mobile phone away, because we mentioned it'll cost you over $1,000 if you do get caught. But people will be catching up with family and friends. I guess from you, just a message to our listeners here at 4BU this morning, who, and also listening on the iHeartRadio app just in the lead up to Christmas.
Yeah, look, I just really urge people to do all the basic things right, put the phone away, make sure you stick to the speed limit, make sure you're not fatigued or tired. If you do all those sorts of things and you leave yourself plenty of time, so you're not rushing around, your safety increases massively. You know, I read the fatality summaries, most days, and you, usually the majority of fatalities are people doing a dangerous thing, often a multiple dangerous things at one time. They might be speeding, run off the road, no seatbelt, so there'll be a combination often. But even doing one of those risky things increases your risk of a crash hugely. So do those sorts of things right every single time. Make sure everyone's buckled up. Give yourself that extra half an hour so that you don't feel like you got to rush. And, let's have a great Christmas for all the right reasons.
Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Mark Bailey, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU at 10 to 8.